This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. Excited to be talking with Oscar nominee Thomas Hayden Church of Sideways fame, who's now got a new family movie out called Max. We'll chat with him in a moment. But first, Ariana Grande allegedly hates America and was caught licking some donuts. Ariana Grande got cozy with one of her backup dancers inside a donut shop over the weekend where she allegedly licked one of the donuts when the staff wasn't looking. The 22-year-old singer went to Wolfie Donuts in Lake Elsinore with dancer Ricky Alvarez and two friends. She spots a tray of donuts and says, "What is this? I hate Americans. I hate America. That's disgusting." The video goes on to show Grande and Alvarez licking some donuts that were sitting on the countertop. Ariana kisses Alvarez in the video, too. It looks like the staff members may have leaked the video to TMZ because they were disgusted by the prank. Bill Cosby testified in 2005 that he got Quaaludes with the intent of giving them to a young woman he wanted to have sex with, and he admitted giving the sedative to at least one woman and other people. The Associated Press had gone to court to fight for the release of legal documents. Cosby's lawyers had objected on the grounds that it would embarrass their client. The 77-year-old comedian was testifying under oath in a lawsuit filed by a former Temple University employee. He testified he gave her 3 half pills of Benadryl. Cosby settled the sexual abuse lawsuit for undisclosed terms in 2006. Cosby has been accused by more than 24 women of sexual misconduct, including allegations by many that he drugged and raped them in incidents dating back more than 4 decades. Cosby has never been criminally charged, and most of the accusations are barred by statutes of limitation. With July being National Park and Recreation Month and America's largest cities investing more than $6 billion in park and recreation in 2014, the leading personal finance website WalletHub conducted an in-depth analysis of 2015's best and worst cities for recreation. To highlight the benefit of public spaces and recreational activities to consumers and the local community, WalletHub compared the 100 largest U.S. cities across 27 key metrics. The data set ranges from parkland acreage to the number of attractions to average movie cost. Let's start with the worst cities for recreation, shall we? At number 91 is Anaheim, California, followed by number 2, Garland, Texas, number 3, Fremont, California, then 94, North Las Vegas, Nevada, followed by number 95, Chula Vista, California, then Hialeah, Florida, Laredo, Texas comes in at 97, Irving, Texas at 98, Newark, New Jersey at 99, and Jersey City, New Jersey at number 100, the worst city for recreation in the United States. Among the best cities for recreation, the top 10, Denver, Colorado at number 10, Reno, Nevada at 9, St. Louis, Missouri at 8, Minneapolis, Minnesota at 7, followed by Orlando, Florida, Boise City, Idaho, Tampa, Florida, Scottsdale, Arizona came in 3rd, Omaha, Nebraska, number 2, and the number 1 city for recreation, Cincinnati, Ohio at number 1. Some key statistics: Madison, Wisconsin has 14 times as many park playgrounds per 100,000 residents as Hialeah, Florida. The percentage of the population with walkable park access is 4 times higher in San Francisco than in Charlotte, North Carolina. Washington State spends 100 times more on parks per capita than Hialeah, Florida. Seattle has 46 times as many coffee shops per 100,000 residents as Laredo, Texas. And the number of bike rental facilities per 100,000 residents is 28 times higher in San Francisco than in Tulsa, Oklahoma. A new study of 800 parents has found that almost half the parents surveyed said they punished their kids by taking away tablets and smartphones and leaving them to watch TV. One researcher said forcing kids to watch TV is a new form of time out, but no screen time at all, not even a TV, would be the digital equivalent of being grounded. Oscar nominee Thomas Hayden Church is one of the stars of the new family movie, Max.
Hello?
How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. Good morning.
It's so good to talk to you. I am one of your biggest fans.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us about Max. I saw a trailer for this last night. It looks like a really inspiring family movie.
Yes. It is the story of a war dog. They're called SSDs, long-range surveillance service dog, and he starts off the film in the war zone in Afghanistan, and then, you know, circumstances prevail to where he comes home and is introduced under Iran. ironic circumstances to the family of his handler, and that's, you know, the movie begins with the dog trying to establish relationships with the family and the family reciprocating. It is a family movie. People looking for, you know, edgy indie sensibilities should look elsewhere. It is a family movie, but I think it's a compelling film and a very heroic story.
You play the dad in this movie, and you're married to Lauren Graham, right?
Correct.
I'm sure you've worked with her before?
I have not worked with Lauren before. She was lovely, and, you know, as was Josh Wiggins, the young actor, terrific young actor. And then, of course, the dogs were just terrific. But, yeah, I was very, I enjoyed, Lauren has very sharp, a very sharp, witty character in real life. She's great.
And now Max is played by several dogs. You said dogs with a plural. So there's different dogs in different scenes?
Actually, there's different dogs in individual scenes because they all had a specific skill set, and some just were able to do certain things better than others. So they would switch them in and out depending on, you know, what was required, what their mood was, you know, that sort of thing.
Now, are you a dog lover yourself, or have you turned into a dog lover after filming Max?
I grew up with dogs, and I had dogs here at the ranch years ago, but being gone as much as I am, you know, it sort of became impractical to have dogs here at the ranch. My daughters have dogs. They have two Yorkies. So, you know, I like dogs. I do. I don't have any presently, and I haven't really for about 10 years. But my daughters are dog lovers.
Now, where is your ranch? What state?
Texas.
Oh, wow. Now, are you originally from Texas?
I am.
Oh, so you...
I've lived in Texas for more than half a century. I am in northwest Bandera County, Texas. It's about 2 hours northwest of San Antonio and about 3 hours west of Austin.
Sounds beautiful.
It is beautiful. Very beautiful, given all the rain we've had this spring and summer.
Now, of course, you were nominated for an Oscar for Sideways. It wasn't that long ago. What was that experience like?
It seems like it was a long time ago. It was about 10 years ago. A lot of life has traveled between the lip and the cup since then, but it was terrific. You know, I mean, Sideways, I was very proud of that movie and love Paul Giamatti and Alexander Payne. Such a great writer, director, and making the movie was just a song, and, you know. And then to get to go to the Academy Awards on top of everything else, it was an amazing experience. It's so funny because it went alone. People always ask me, you know, what was it like, and did you just enjoy it with? And I'm like, I went alone. I wanted to go through the whole thing. And without, you know, I just didn't want anybody with me. Not even my publicist rode with me in the limousine. It was weird to pull up, to go through all the Beirut barriers, you know, in front of what used to be the Kodak Theater. It was just a unique experience. But, you know, it was great to share it, you know, with all the people that were there that made Sideways, and to, you know, to be 30 feet away from Morgan Freeman giving an acceptance speech for my category. But, you know, it was very unique. I mean, you know, I wanted him to win, and it's weird to say that, but I really did. I wanted him to win. And because I kind of thought, yeah, you know, I'll be back. And then 10 years later, it's like, wow, I can now long range appreciate how rare that event is in a lifetime.
And of course, many of us still love you as Lowell Mather, the mechanic on Wings. I know that was even longer ago, but boy, that was some great role.
Thank you. You know, it's funny. I was reading, I have a. I found an envelope. My father passed away 3 years ago, and one of my sisters had sent me an envelope with a bunch of stuff that my dad had collected over the years. And there were some newspaper articles about Lowell and about Wings, because that really was my first thing. I did an episode of Cheers in 1989, and it was all the same producers and the studio Paramount, and I sort of got handed off to the guys at Wings, and we did the pilot, and then I was on the show for 6 seasons. But it's so weird, man. I just last night was reading about, you know, just like reviews of the character from 1990.
Well, all the best, Thomas Hayden Church. Good luck with Max. It sounds like a great movie, and who knows, maybe another Oscar nomination in the future.
Well, I just wanted to find, you know, and it is fine, yeah, just to find a good sturdy family audience. That's enough.
Terrific. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
With actor Thomas Hayden Church, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star was one of the most effective base runners ever. His record of 38 steals without being caught lasted for 13 seasons. He was a key part of the stellar Dodger teams of the 70s and the 80s.
This should do it. The Dodgers are the 1981 champions of baseball.
So where is Davey Lopes now? Davey's hometown of Providence, Rhode Island, named a rec center after him. But Davey's still in Los Angeles. Regarded as one of the best base running coaches in the game, he's currently the Dodgers' first base coach.
The key to base running is knowing the game situation, the number of outs, the inning. That will dictate as to what you can and cannot attempt to do.
Nobody can take an extra base like Davey. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6 second review starts now.
A stripper movie with a heart of gold for gratuitous man meat. Magic Mike XXL is large and in charge. I'm in.
6 second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Class riding jacket for her, loaded with Kevlar, $79. When shopping for motorcycle oriented gear, seasonality is synonymous with the word bargain. Bargain details today on American Biker Minute.
Your 6 second TV review starts now.
Basically Entourage with better acting and characters. If you like what The Rock is cooking, you'll be down with Ballers. I'm in.
6 second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Two pair of Kevlar impregnated riding jeans. Regular $325, bought for $160. A class riding jacket for her, loaded with Kevlar. Two removable liners, regularly $225, $79. Examples of our latest purchase of biker safety apparel bought out of season. You could say we bought early for this fall or late for last spring. But who cares? Bikers willing to buy when the rest of the world isn't? We'll find spring and fall motorcycle gear on sale now. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.